We're going to call the council meeting for Wednesday, July 24th, 2019.
It's August 14th.
On page. August 14th, 2019 at 5:30 PM to order. We're going to establish a quorum. We have Connie Breeze, Mike Shields, Don Greiner, Mike Harper, myself, Dan Richard. Okay, we have a quorum. We please stand and do the pledge of allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Are there any agenda items we're adding?
No.
Any public comments? Okay. On our consent agenda, which includes the minutes for July 24th, 2019 reimbursements, a Legends application for their Oregon liquor control license, and the KNCP community funding request. Do we have anything about that?
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to pull the KNCP request.
Thank you so much. Do we have any other comments, or do we agree a motion to approve what the consent agenda minus the KNCP community funding request?
I so move.
Second.
Okay, we have a first and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Okay, so should we add it to number eight, other matters, or schedule this for another meeting? Okay.
Number seven.
Number seven.
Which is like right now.
Oh, perfect. Okay, we're going to discuss the community funding request for the KNCP radio station. This is a funding request that apparently is just something we do every year. I would like to discuss this. Does anybody else want to start, or do you want me to just start? Okay, so I guess I'll just start. This funding request is something that's sent to us every year. It's kind of like a taken for granted, and they don't even really fill out a funding request form. They just send us the same generic, send us your $400, you know, submission every year. And I'm not sure that our money is best spent funding this request for a couple of reasons. One is on the KNCP FM request, KNCP is really owned by the Frontier Days Association. And I don't know that the Frontier Days Association is completely cooperating with the city's request for their own zoning and conditional use permits and things like that, to the best of that ability. And I don't see how spending our $400 on one little spot on a banner and a little ad on this calendar actually benefit us, because it says that that they mention us, you know, at games, football games, and on the radio. But I myself, who listen to the radio station, I haven't really heard our best representation by this. Does anyone else have an opinion on this situation?
Compliments the school. They really like to see or hear their games being broadcast. I have no idea why. I'd like to see it continue, follow our rules and regulations, and do things.
One of the things that I did notice by looking at the banner and at the advertising calendar is that the Frontier Days Association, which owns the radio station, doesn't even advertise themselves on it. The Chamber of Commerce doesn't advertise on it. The visitor center does not advertise on it. nor does any board member that has a business that's on the Frontier Days Association, yet the Frontier Days Association owns the radio station and merely collects the funds. So this is one of my questions, is our money best spent in advertising in this manner?
Mr. Mayor, if I may, I have us advertised at some of the games that I've been to, and I know a lot of people do listen to it. It's both our job to get it to them, but at the same time, I think that name out there and being a supporting community with us, and I believe we asked for that in the last conversation we had with them about their reporting to us, their land.
I do think it's a very good program for the kids having the sports, and how the sponsorship funds are going to the radio program. That sponsorship pretty much pays.
By looking at the poster here and calculating the amount that they want to charge us, $400 time ads, they make an excess of $30,000. That really this, the radio station, your days,
right?
It's not its own entity.
Well, and I'd like to make sure those funds get to stay in La Pine, marketing and our radio, the radio show.
Right.
There's been questions about that, cost in doing that, so I would support it.
And let's take a vote. Do we have a motion to fulfill the community funding request from radio station?
I make a motion that we fund them submitting their correct paperwork in the future years for this request.
We have a first and a second that we fund the annual KNCP radio station community funding request upon them supplying the correct paperwork to be reviewed every year. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Good.
Your motion was to fund it at the 400 that they asked for.
Request. Okay, our next thing is we're going to have a public hearing regarding ordinance number 2019-02, amending ordinance number 2015-02, 2016-10, and 2017-09, which ordinances concern the recreational marijuana businesses and medical marijuana dispensaries. We're going to open our public hearing right now. And do we have a staff report?
Yes, just want to make a couple clarifications. Again, this is being brought back for the second motion based on our charter rules that if it's not unanimous, it has to be brought back votes with a majority of council approving. Last meeting, I want to clarify, there was a motion and a roll call vote where there was no second. We discussed with the attorney and he said that he feels since there is two motions, two votes, that this is the deciding vote. It's not an issue. He also stated that basically because there was a roll call vote and it passed with the majority of council, that the roll call vote was an implied second. With that, we can continue forward. I will be more.
Thank you so much. Do we have public comments on this situation? We're going to close our public hearing and we're going to deliberate about this. Do we have any comments? Do we have a motion to approve this action item?
Mr. Mayor, I move that the La Pine City Council ordinance amending ordinances numbers 2015-2017-09, which concern recreational marijuana businesses and medical marijuana dispensaries. The approval will allow the medical and recreational marijuana dispensaries from Sunday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 10 p.m.
We have a first and a second. All those in favor?
Do a roll call, please.
Okay, perfect. Connie Breeze?
Aye.
Mike Shields?
Aye.
Don Greiner?
Aye.
Mike Harper?
Aye.
Okay, we have one nay and three ayes. It looks like the motion is passed. All right, thank you so much. Our next item is number nine, the Regional Housing IGA Draft Number One. Do we have a staff report on that? Thank you so much.
Good evening, Mayor and Council members. Is this on? My name is Andrew Spreadborough. I'm Deputy Director for Strategy and Operation Impact. And I'm sure you're familiar with our organization, but generally Neighbor Impact is a regional nonprofit that provides, so recall that I'm doing work for the city, Neighbor Impact's doing work for the city on the way to why I'm here. I'm here for a little bit of different business. I believe in your materials there's an intergovernmental agreement, and the request from Neighbor Impact is that the city consider and sign on to approve. I want to talk about the funding opportunity we're pursuing, and then I'll talk specifically about the intergovernmental agreement, what it does and what it's for. So essentially, our region will be pursuing a community development block grant from the state of Oregon, Housing Rehabilitation Lending Program. As a region and receive the grant funds, they will come to nations due at the end of September. We will be requesting recapitalized Neighbor Impact's lending program or housing. The intergovernmental agreement itself is essentially a required element of the community of Lapine chooses to be a participant, which would mean grant Lapine residents would be eligible to apply for these loan dollars. I meant that Neighbor Impact would operate this program. We already operate the lending program. We have a lending department, and we have an existing program in place, and we've actually operated that for a housing rehabilitation loan program that we operate, originally funded through community development block grant funds. And the applicant would rotate among cities and counties. We continue to revolve today. We've got over $2 million in our program supports low and moderate income populations, generally folks that cannot get traditional bank loans, either they don't credit or likely some combination of those two. In a lot of cases, these housing rehabilitation loans are payment. The actual repayment is deferred in the projects we fund, really across the board. Back to this application, again, we haven't received new funds in a while. We don't have much available. I think we've done a request to the council is that you agree to sign on to this, that this would be a priority for Lapine residents so we can make sure that they're, I don't have that number.
Is it fairly high?
It's actually not as high as one might think. But because of the nature of the loans,
yeah.
We do have our other funding programs don't have the deferral option like our micro entities yet due to the nature of the loan. They don't tend to default. It's just
COIC is involved in a pretty good lending program.
Tend to do the business loans
quite a bit. That's
kind of where most of your loans at?
Mean geographically? I don't have that detail. It's pretty much across the board. We do get a lot from Lapine. I know that for a fact. I know a lot of housing rehab. One thing I didn't mention about the funds we're pursuing, I mentioned it's a state of Oregon program. Urban areas get their own direct allocation of community development block grant. In the city of Redmond, they get their own funding and they can develop their own priorities and fund whatever projects they want. The rest of the state needs to compete through the state program. And so the funding we're applying for, one element also of our application process is we have to generate interest lists. We have to determine the level of interest in the community, basically to demonstrate to the state that if we do get awarded the funds, that we'll get them out the door in a short period of time. That's always doing some work to generate a wait list. We get it. We don't want to have a bunch of people waiting to get a loan, so raise it very carefully. But we've generated a list of about 35 interested parties. If we're successful, we'll obviously work channels for outreach. We have our website. So we certainly would also ask the city if there are channels to get the word out about the
event. The region?
Well, Neighbor Impact serves Crook, Deschutes, in Jefferson County.
Okay,
so that would
Deschutes.
Be outside of Bend, Redmond, and actually outside of the tribal areas.
Having Chad Carpenter here as a voice helps as well. If we're in this community.
The board chair, matter of fact.
Yeah, exactly, the board chair. So I know that helps Lapine.
Do we have a motion to approve the IGA with Neighbor Impact?
I make a motion that.
Okay, we have a first and a second. All those in favor of approving the IGA?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? All right, thank you so much.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Our next order of, on the agenda is Pfeiffer and Associates Tiny Homes. Do we have a staff report on that?
Yes, Mr. Mayor. This was being brought back to you, I believe it was almost a year ago. It was brought up that put four tiny homes on their lot. Staff at that time was directed to look into and whether this would be how we allow it. Feeling was kind of like, it seems to fit, but we don't know what to do about it. So it kind of was one of the, gave me an outline of exactly how they work, probably more information than we got last time in detail. Their intent is basically they have four tiny homes out there. They are transitional housing that works 24/7 coverage. They have health counselors that go out there. Those people are in transitional wind, and so if you look at the zoning code, it can possibly fit under an accessory use to their business, to Pfeiffer and Associates. And that's probably the best of both worlds, because then that means it's going to a public hearing, and then the city fencing can be put up. It's not her intention to even get any more, that's all they want. So these are things that we can actually put down as conditions of approval. That seems to be a good solution. It's not the best solution, but it's a good solution if this is keeps the issue from expanding further into our city and being an issue. So not everybody can just go put up four tiny homes. This is related to rec business. It is a accessory use to their business. They go through a hearing, so we're not
going
to.
In your opinion, these houses are not used as rentals, they're used as institutional transitional houses for their program?
Perfect, yeah. She specified that the stay is usually 4 to 6 weeks at the most. Rarely do they go longer than that. She said they do have some once in a while when they have trouble finding housing, but that's the average, so it's not.
Thank you so much. Do we have any?
There's other people that were looking into doing similar. How this one to be in place for the need to hear the time frame that they're there, because I don't think.
The thing is that one of the biggest objection was that they just moved those homes. And here you are, we're going to do it, that's it, and didn't thought being able to do it. And that's why we came up and asked to. I think most of us at that time were in favor of it, and I'm certainly in favor of it. Has worked that they have bathroom services, water services, and garbage services.
As we all know. I commend you on finding conditional uses and things, policy. I commend you on getting that done. I think it's a great thing what they're doing. I thought it was a wonderful thing. I was just concerned originally about the city.
Very much, and you know what direction to go with this then. Now the council's opinion on this.
So I'm hearing I'm going to approach the applicant, the future applicant, tell her conditional use, which she said she's amenable to. She said, and we'll proceed.
As long as she follows the rules.
That would probably be a staff recommendation in the conditional use. It's going to go to hearing, so that will come up.
Next item on the agenda is the introduction of transportation funding mechanisms that will be used for our streets that are around our city. Do we have a staff report?
This is not meant to be a 2-hour discussion tonight. I just basically wanted to get your thoughts going, get your about this at budget. The city staff's perspective and coming up, looking in the future, depleting our general fund pretty, don't even own all the streets, but what we do get is going to cost more and more. We don't have equipment. Every time we do a street improvement, or we have a development do a street improvement, the county says, oh, we're getting to the point where we need to think about these things. And so I just threw to create this mechanism for a street transportation fund. One's a memo from the attorney. I think he misunderstood me and thought that SDCs were off the table. And so there's a bunch of other different types of funding mechanisms that are kind of interesting to look at. SDCs are certainly not off the table. In fact, I think they're probably the most common and they'll look at closely. Second is a report done by the county to go over the streets. So apparently this was done last year. But anyway, and it's general information. I take some of it with a grain of salt. They made assumptions with our budget, looking at our budget, not knowing. My expectation is for you to have some general conversation, not too in-depth tonight, and then we'll probably, if you give staff some dirt, anything like that, we can take that and then bring you. There is funds budgeted in this calendar year for a consultant to start on some kind of, to help us get a CIP together too.
And within the memorandum, I'm understanding that there's a number of different options outside of the STC. Funding for our road or street department could occur.
Yeah, that's, yep.
All right.
And I did put down at the bottom of the staff report just here that SDC stop development. There's a PowerPoint I almost pulled up, but I don't think we're there yet. And all the cities in Central Oregon raised their SDCs this year. We did not, and we don't even have half that they have, so.
Asked for SDCs for streets in the past, and that's definitely ramped up over the last couple of years. And we need to do to look at, really hard to say what the other areas I'm in favor, not in.
Realizing that SDC is going to take consultant mechanism to list this. We have, you know, we're just here to take direction and see which way you're leading.
Toll streets.
Yes.
No, just 97.
Just want to do just Burgess, so the traffic stops on Burgess.
Exactly.
No, but.
I don't think that's funny.
Right.
Exactly.
I appreciate the comments.
City limits.
About trying to not raise the SDCs too much and look at the gas tax as well, so that you know, our SDCs are lower than other areas, but I'd like to see them stay that way too. You know.
Yeah, and I believe they would. Just I have some concerns.
New developments are creating new subdivisions that create new.
They're in a good location right there on the other side of the mountains for people to see.
Actually, I think we're a better location.
Yeah, we are. I mean, you never see these gas pumps empty around here,
right?
Especially with Gordy's trucks going.
And
we're to incur a gas tax. We actually found a surplus of. Or does the gas tax go to our general?
But I do know that if it goes into our street funds, we have plenty of other. Ways you can spend a street fund as far as, you know, by or
sure.
The transit
just
city,
was one of those questions.
Paths. You can do paths with street funds, so yeah.
Need to stay in transportation somehow.
Right.
Right.
Gas current infrastructure or future infrastructure.
Correct.
But
gas, yeah.
Yes.
I,
gas
I,
tax, yeah.
Actually,
goes
I'll,
to the general fund.
Yeah, I'll get you an answer on that.
Right.
Yep.
That has to be voted for, right?
Yes,
yes.
It's
has
an election.
By the,
as the state still looking and increasing.
I think that did not pass. As far as I know,
more news about
which is
it,
good
so.
News for us.
Yeah,
actually.
Yeah, that was my concern that we would be
that
putting
was my
this on at the
well.
Same time. Because I think this is
all you can tell by the yellow lines I've got through it. But it shows here, it says the county utilizes the cost accounting system to track the expenditure with a variety of categories in the average annual cost for maintenance activity for county roads within $1,216 per mile. That's a lot of money. And it goes on and tells us about the number of miles we have. But when I looked at things, I don't know how the residents of Kegel would feel about it, but I know how I would feel if I lived it. They had a local, they can pay it over a 20-year period on their taxes and everything and get those roads up there paved. Once they're paved, it's a whole lot easier to maintain it. Trying to be digging up those streets to put in water and sewer lines, and if the residents of that area would be interested in it, that would be a perfect time to go ahead. And I don't live there, I don't have to say there, but I know that I hear from Kegel residents all the time that they're not happy about the dust, they're not happy about the way we maintain the roads and everything. And this would at least alleviate a lot of those complaints. Plus, it would distinctly add a very a considerable value to the residences or their properties in that area. So So that's one also will feed that we need to raise the SDCs. I mean, to have that. I think that's a really the gas tax, yeah, it's a good idea. Let's be careful how many taxes we put on. And again, maybe we should poll some of the people that live up in Cagle.
Just a reminder that this isn't just about Cagle. That's only one small section of town. So right. Cagle, we can, I mean, yeah, they're going to need, it's going to be part of the plan and what we do, but LID we can talk about separately for Cagle, but this would be for the whole city where we own the streets.
Right. A local improvement district is to achieve one for ongoing maintenance.
No,
it, like a road district.
Well, if you take the whole project and then they divide it into the properties,
correct,
and it goes
on
your property tax.
You can't take the whole project for eternity.
Well, no, it's like a 20-year plan or something, and it goes on your
correct,
property.
Correct, you have a 20-year payoff, but it's to achieve a goal.
Right, it's one
so
project
that
once
there. The goal is achieved, then how do you maintain
it? Maintains it once
you're
in.
Yeah,
see, that's where the SDCs is a good long-term.
Correct.
Right.
Correct.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying is once you've achieved it, now you've got to fund its
right.
ongoing
it's got to
maintenance.
Exactly. Right.
It's
right.
not ongoing maintenance.
Right.
But right
LID.
Now we do have,
right.
we do have
right.
Cagle subdivision coming out. Don, this raises the value of all those properties out there, so it benefits everybody that lives in that subdivision.
Correct.
It doesn't benefit us here.
Correct.
Okay. And so
we need
an
additional mechanism
right.
to maintain the street.
Mm-hmm.
No, we're not discussing just one subdivision.
Yeah,
I understand
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
I realize that.
Just clarifying.
But I've heard so many complaints from the people in the Cagle subdivision that if I were living there and I could save for a few hundred dollars a year property taxes for 20 years, I could get my streets paved and maybe the value of my property would go up by 10 or 15%. It might buff for those people that live up there to consider it so that it can maintain the streets that are put into Cagle. They know that they're in the clear once they get it paid for.
You have to be unanimous. What percentage?
I've got that note down. This is all information I'll bring back to you in a work session.
Okay.
So I'll bring
perfect.
Back. So I'm hearing I'll bring back information about a gas tax, how that works, the election, all the information you can have about that. And then also I will bring back if you can put a gas tax in general fund or how that works. And also how LIDs work and what has to take place there.
Yeah.
And then I'll also bring back information about SDC. And I don't know
was
much more
any,
I can tell
Mike,
you except
you have any
we have to get a consultant
questions?
And go out for bids. No. It has nothing to do with the ones we have.
Right.
Those, yeah.
Would be
right.
Well, that, would be a, that would be a yearly, not just on new development?
No, it's new development.
Just new development. So if we're not developing, we're not getting that.
Right.
Yeah. That's what I thought.
SDC is just new development.
Well, that's the so the LIDs are those actually bonds that fund the
LID is the yeah, and it goes on property. It goes on your property tax basically.
Right. So
those who live there, they separate
the
it all out.
In that area,
yep.
paying for it.
Yep.
The SGC's okay. The
builder actually installs
yeah.
the new roads,
right.
And the city has to
right.
maintain them. That's where the SGC's
going.
Yes.
Right.
So you're not have to put out there.
Right.
It's just like doing the LID out there, we're covered and have to maintain.
Right.
Right.
Which
exactly.
the gas tax would address.
Hopefully.
Of course. I mean, everybody's coming through here anyway.
Is that what you want to see them next time? At
yeah,
work?
September.
Yeah, September, October. But I will bring
that. Nice to give us information.
Yeah, the county would, yeah.
Well, there is some receipt.
Yeah, right.
That we will receive by taking them over as well.
Something. Yeah, and I'm not sure about that too, but yeah.
Last comments on this before we move in. Okay, we're going to move on to the next part of our evening, which is public comments. Do we have any public comments on this? No? Okay, do we have any final staff comments?
Russ lives in Cagle.
Yeah, Russ lives in Cagle.
Yes, please. We don't know any other rules.
We got to get you to practice.
All the rules, right?
I'm not
you,
used to being on this side.
Do you hear your hearing aids? Do you hear the things?
My name is Russ Smith. I live on Oak Drive in Cagle. We're talking about this. SDCs are a very good thing right now because we've got, from our planning group, travel to Bend or some river every day.
by people who are not making an awful lot of money. They're going up to men. As far as Kegel goes, having a specific, for many of us who can afford it,
it's a neighborhood. I think you have.
All affected residents of the
property owners
of the district.
I know when we made a city, we had those oddballs out there who love what they've got. So, but if you're turning around and charging them money,
it will work. As the people that pay the taxes decide yes or no, and then a majority of that.
I'm just saying, you know, I can see on that area, I've been out there for 14 years. Not the last time I heard it.
It's a big chunk of it. Because all those, most of those are almost 2 miles each.
Russ, the one thing using the point that increases the value of your home isn't a very good point. The value of your home, if you sell your home and move out, the whole time you're there, it actually increases the cost.
A lot of people out there who aren't going to do it.
Yeah, it's going to be tough.
We
can't do that. It's them that get the vote.
Changing the makeup. There's a lot of buying and selling going on right now out there.
There is right now, but
I'm talking about just this year. No, I'm not talking about houses, but I'm talking about lots buying and selling. The lots, I think, have increased like 20,000 out there just over the last year or so.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah, I think the nature of maybe the type of people.
It will eventually get to that point where we can pick up that.
Unfortunately, that's going to be a year-long project. By the time we get a consultant on board and he starts doing a plan, it's going to take probably a year.
Do you think we're going to be faster with trying to go through Kegel and get a vote?
It's a separate deal.
I think what I'm hearing from the council is SDCs pursue, get information, gas tax, get information, LID, get information, and then they're all three separate things.
I think that if we were to vote on a ask, which maybe I'm too optimistic, other than you have a citywide vote to all roads instead of a localized vote to pay.
That might be.
According to the county, it says the city of Opine operates and maintains 12.5 miles, centerline miles of streets, consisting of 8 miles of gravel road and 4.1 miles of paved road. If the gravel road was inherited at the time of incorporation and is located within the Kegel neighborhood, located in the northern tip of the city, by authority for local access road. That looks like the city owns those.
Gravel roads we own.
Development out of Kegel. Drive out any one of those roads, I can tell you which one's good. Or no,
city owned gravel roads inside city limits. Yeah. This Kegel, all the other gravel roads are private roads inside city limits.
I'm sorry I brought it up.
Drafter's a city road.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. See, that's an issue because there's already water lines down there and trying to maintain that
over
away from all the water shutoffs because you can't grade that road.
Well, I think it'd be one of the first to get paved up there.
Same problem. Okay, well, once you put in the water and sewer.
Water lines.
You can drive by Dan's real fast.
Right.
In my mind, it's safer to my system if it is.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Russ.
Thanks, Russ.
Yeah, thanks, Russ. Appreciate your.
As I said, the thing is about the gas tax, I agree that.
I agree wholeheartedly with you on it.
So,
if they're driving to Bend every day, guess where they're buying gas? It's in Bend because it's cheaper.
It's cheaper there already.
So that's probably not hurting them as bad.
That's going to help us too much then, is it?
Well,
we sell a lot of gas here.
We sell a lot of gas, yeah.
I don't see any pumps, nothing.
Anyway.
Thank you so much. Can we move into staff comments?
Sure, I have a couple. Research roll call, when we need roll call votes. The charter does not specify, however, you do have a council rules and procedure, which is a resolution that was done years ago that specifies you'll have roll call votes on ordinances and resolutions. So, again, it's a resolution, so it's not like if you don't do it, you're in trouble. The other thing is that looking at that council rules and procedures, it's kind of outdated. There's a couple things in there that aren't true anymore, and some about council meetings and that kind of thing. USDA grant, the $50,000, was just told probably about 2 hours ago that we do not qualify because, and this is going to be the most ironic thing, We have too much money in our streets department. We have $550,000 that we've been saving up to pave Kegel, and under the rules, they can explain away by saying we are saving that up to pave Kegel after we get water and sewer up. The day they submitted the application to the state or the feds, they came out clean, our USDA rep, and with that said, we are trying to be creative. When we get that $50,000, there's other things we can go for, and then we posted. Might be buying a skid steer, and we might be reallocating skid steer money to transit center, or however it works, if there's that update. SLED met yesterday for a retreat, 4-hour meeting to go over goals and objectives for our new economic development director. It was very good. Again, I can't say how pleased I am with Scott. His first 30 days, he's done. It's incredible what he's working on. And so I think you'll see good things from there. Communication you will be getting is going to be phenomenal. I know he and I both are going to attend a Rotary meeting in Sun River. Communication between Sun River and Alpine is growing, and it's huge now. And we want to keep that momentum of people seeing each other and not too.
Yeah. It's been going really good. The two guys are workers. It's been refreshing calls. We've sent out letters to the Kegel residences in Glenwood area about the deadline for free hookups. So I've gotten a lot of folks just explain that waiver is really pertaining to basically what that letter is saying. A wildfire not too long ago, the Kegel fire.
We generate funds when we take and use water for like the McCabe fire.
We do not. On the severity of the wildfire, if they're doing a construction project and it's planned, yes, we generate funds from water. It's a natural disaster like that. A lot of times I tell those fire tenders,
keep track of our water usage, but we don't really recoup any costs.
I have it with the Forest Service on those kind of situations.
No, just one of them questions you got to ask.
Yeah, but we can go a different route if you guys want to.
Fires.
Exactly.
It's all good.
No fires.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. The only thing I have is just everybody's registered for LOC that's going, so you'll be getting those confirmations. That's it.
Thank you so much. We'll move into mayor and council comments. Connie?
Sure. I attended a COIC meeting on August. Or she just goes and hires a replacement. They're going through the departments. So we kind of have the same situation with our loan department. Our loan officer that we've had there for years, and both of them are retired.
Well, I'd like to comment the polls today, and I thought I'd bring some things to you. I talked about dues last time. Well, we had some more dues this time. We were for $508, but manager being so cost conscious, she didn't get three different organizations, because they had National Association, Oregon Association, City Association, Small Town Association, or Women and Planners Association. Left off those. And in addition to that, we pay OIC dues $548, and it's also getting in return for it. You might be interested in knowing that to figure out our conflict of interest on the marijuana, $800, and the urban renewal grant application and storefront things cost us about $860. And total attorney fees last month were $4,580. So that you know that you use an attorney a lot. And even so, it's still lower than it was probably a year or two ago. Because I months it went by that were $7,000 and $8,000. That our landscape maintenance runs $3,417.77 a month to maintain the grass and the street frontage. Hard to have. The annual amount on that for our employees was $4,963.05. Notice they kept the 5 cents. They didn't drop off that 5 cents. And our quarterly payment was $1,208.03. One of the things that I know are expensive, but we're required to do it is we purchased replacement water meters in the amount of 30.
Not just replacement, but new installations.
Well, according to the down, it was replacement.
I should have wrote new and replacement, I think is what I wrote on there.
I think that, that abatement was $9,773.40. Software in our building here, $1,135. The total bills, $178.71. Goes to show you it takes a lot of money to keep this city going. I also noticed that some accounts have not been updated. His name on some of the accounts, others that go back a long period, I found out after I mentioned Ashley's name, that still have, haven't been here for 10 years. So there's going about trying to get those names off. And
can we just put positions instead of names so that's not an ongoing issue?
Some of them do have that.
One thing, COIC still has Melissa as acting, and I believe that she is, has been hired as a, I hope everybody's happy with all our bills, and I really feel that it would be advantageous if some of the rest of you sometime wants to come down, you can get the list right from the office, take a look at all the different bills. The way I do it, I go through and I look at their invoice to us and then make sure that what's on the invoice matches what's so that you understand it takes a lot of money to run this place at time, but me just talking to you is kind of hard. That's my comment.
Right. $3,400.
We, in the future.
First Street, Landmark.
Oh,
it's all
okay.
That's not just City Hall, so that's the whole city.
That's the whole city.
That's the whole city.
Okay. That's not every month. It's not every month.
Well, that's where it caught me off.
That's only months that are active out there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, I should have specified that that's for the entire city. It's not just for this hour.
Do we actually utilize any mod thing so that hopefully eventually they
would? No, but we can look into it.
Just one of them things. You know, you got to deal with it every year. Maybe there's a way to keep them from coming back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're
going to
make that happen.
I
think it's a seasonal.
I had a spray that kept them, they didn't get on the building anymore. They didn't stick to the building, and they just pretty much, they might have sat.
It won't come around, because at my house, I have exactly no Pandora mods. None. But you go to buy
it's a security
light.
It's,
yeah, it's
the
security
lighting.
Light.
So we have the security
lighting. I still have a pile, but they were just dead instead of water.
It's all the lighting. Right. If you have a dark area, it's not. They're just fucking the lights. And we have to keep
going. I have no.
All the way. Crunch.
Right. There was so many.
One thing I want to say, Don, is I'm concerned with the mosquito abatement thing that you didn't have that broke down as.
I did that one.
Kind of surprises me that you didn't do that.
I take what you say.
Okay. Take it easy on the April in my
house. And I have no comments either. I was not able to go to the SLED meeting because I had a park and rec meeting. But other than that, I think we're fine. All right, so we're adjourned.